Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Revenue Podcast. I'm your host, Kara French. Thanks for joining us today. We want to make sure that you stay current with all of our previous episodes, so make sure you tune into our podcast page. That's at www.billingplatform.com/podcasts. So I'm joined today by Dave Parks, who is the Director of Product Marketing here at Billing Platform, and we're really excited to take a little deeper dive today about the power of AI for fully connected financial intelligence and sort of take an in-depth look at what that looks like in practice, why it matters to modern revenue environments, and how AI is really helping organizations operate with better clarity, confidence, and most importantly, agility. So Dave, welcome. We're super excited to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Carrie. Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I think it's a great topic, and certainly AI is top of everybody's mind these days. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. So before we jump in, I just have to say, welcome to the podcast. First time guest on here. Tell us a little bit about your background and you know, you joined us here at Billing Platform just a few months ago. So have you been in the financial space for a long time?
Yeah. So, and thanks again for having me. So I've been with Billing Platform just under a year now. And I've got a pretty lengthy background in product marketing and also in SaaS in both the finance and also legal side of things. So doing a lot of marketing and research and focus on AI as well. So, again, that's, you know, why I'm excited to talk about all of this today.
Yeah, AI is just such a hot topic. I feel like it's a buzzword, right? And it's definitely a buzzword, but it's more than that. So I think the fundamental question as we kick things off is, beyond the buzzword, why should finance leaders, you know, care about AI when they're thinking about enterprise monetization?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think it's a good place for us to start here to set a little bit of a foundation. You know, revenue today, it's a lot more dynamic than it used to be, right? We've got subscription models, we've got usage-based pricing, hybrid contracts, organizations are trying to expand globally, you name it. There's a lot of moving parts in all of this. And even the most highly sophisticated finance teams are definitely having difficulty managing all of these increasing layers of complexity. And I think AI really helps to connect all those moving parts.
Sure. There's a lot of complexity and you mentioned all the different types of billing, but just recognizing revenue, it's a huge umbrella really that AI can help with. I know that the insights and the analytics it provides are just really invaluable.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I think when we think about all this, you know, and we think about AI, you know, when you're talking about billing data, you know, instead of looking at your billing data in one place, maybe you have your forecasting or payments in another area, analytics might live somewhere else. You know, you really need intelligent systems that can analyze everything together. And that's really what we mean by this concept of connected financial intelligence. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for example, AI can surface shifts in your revenue mix across different customer segments.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. It can highlight changes in payment patterns with customers. It can even, you know, do things like identify trends, you know, forming earlier in your business than, you know, making those visible than they normally would have been just using standard reporting.
And yeah, that's something that's just really powerful as you're, you know, thinking about growing your business and also just looking at the general health of your business.
Yeah, I agree. And it is powerful. It's a good word for it. And it's powerful, not just because, you know, maybe finance teams lack insight, because they have plenty of insight, but AI really enhances that. And it really helps finance leaders start to see patterns more clearly in the business, and then they can act on those with a lot greater precision.
Yeah, if you have the data at your fingertips, you're going to be making consistent, more informed decisions, you know, to really for every aspect of the business.
Absolutely. And then when you take that intelligence and when it's, you know, embedded directly into your financial and your revenue workflows, rather than sitting in, an isolated dashboard somewhere, it's really going to strengthen that decision making across the organization.
And it's going to make it visible too, right? It's going to make it, visible to every, stakeholder in the process there.
Yeah, and visibility is key. Everybody wants more visibility into the business. And, I think I'd probably summarize this by saying, AI isn't replacing expertise. What it's really doing is amplifying it.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people who are maybe, I mentioned at the top of the podcast, AI is the buzzword, but I think there's a lot of people who are sort of not fearful of AI, but just don't understand sort of the depth and the breadth and sort of what it can do for their business. So we've got different terms too. So we've got conversational. I'm reading my notes here, so don't judge me too harshly because I want to get this right. So we've got conversational and generative AI. So let's kind of break both of those down and talk about how those things are both changing everyday work for enterprises and teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of AI terms out there, and
There are. I get confused.
hard to keep it straight because
It is.
it's changing really fast. But yeah, that's a good question. I think when we think about conversational and generative AI, this is where things can get very tangible. We've all been there, right? AI is in everybody's daily lives now. And you might need an answer really quickly. And in the financial world, that might mean navigating multiple dashboards that you have, different systems. Maybe you've now got to apply certain filters. Maybe you're even exporting your data into a spreadsheet, and even really strong systems and solutions in that area, they can create some friction between the question you're asking and the answer you're trying to get.
Yeah, that's a process for sure.
Yeah, and I think conversational AI really helps remove that friction.
Sure. It's just, it's certainly a part of my life, just, on the day to day. And now you have this fast ability to get, things are just at your fingertips.
Absolutely. And the questions we might ask from a personal perspective are certainly different than from a financial perspective, but with AI, financial teams can now ask things like, "Hey, what's our churn exposure next quarter?" Or, "How did my revenue by product category trend over the last 6 months?" Or, "Hey, I'm in software right now. Can you take me to a particular record, a piece of help content, or maybe a specific customer's invoice?" And you get an immediate, direct, and a contextual response to all that, which is great.
Yeah, that's a great value to, just getting things done more efficiently.
Yeah, 100%. And that's really the value of these AI assistants. Like here at Billing Platform, we've got an in-system copilot.
Right.
And that allows teams to interact with very complex information, but in a way that they can just use natural language to do it.
Sure. It's we talked about the visibility. It's accessible. It's really sort of now a key component moving forward.
That's right. And so instead of having to navigate all these different systems, you're now collaborating with them. And that's going to speed up, your alignment in the business, all of your decision making across the business. And so it's a big win.
Yeah, we talked about terms a second ago for AI, and there's certainly a lot of them, but I've been hearing a lot about predictive analytics and anomaly detection in the world of AI. So we're talking about revenue lifecycle management here and just, enterprise billing. Where does that come into play?
Yeah, that's another good question. And some more terms that you're hearing more and more these days when it comes to AI. So, the way I think about predictive analytics is it's really where AI moves from understanding to what I'd call anticipation. So if you think about reporting, for example, most reporting is going to tell you what happened. It's kind of a rear view mirror into your business. Predictive intelligence is now going to help you understand what's likely to happen, and maybe even more importantly, what shouldn't be happening at all so you can avoid it.
Right. That's just a super practical way of looking at it. Reporting is rear view mirror stuff. It's, future planning is with the predictive intelligence.
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the most practical examples of this is something called, at least from a a finance perspective is something called invoice anomaly detection. And so if we think about invoices, invoices typically follow patterns. Customers typically have consistent billing amounts, usage trends, discount structures, and even payment behaviors, hopefully. And over time, that information is going to create a baseline of what normal might look like. And so these AI models can now learn what that baseline is. So
So something's off. They're going to know about it, right?
exactly. So if something deviates from the normal, maybe an invoice is significantly higher than expected, or it's lower than historical patterns might suggest, the system's going to flag it automatically, and that matters.
So it's going to be detecting, anything, like it talks about anomaly, anything out of bounds or out of the ordinary. It may be completely legit, but it's worth taking a look at.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And so, let's take a high invoice. An unusually high invoice might indicate a usage spike, or maybe there's a configuration issue in the software, or God forbid, a billing error.
Totally plausible.
And on the flip side, an unusually low invoice might signal something like revenue leakage, or an applied discount that shouldn't be there, or some kind of mischarge.
Yeah, I mean that's all of these things create friction. We all know friction creates churn. I mean, these are things that really can help, keep customers happy and keep the business moving smoothly.
That's right. And friction's a key word here, because without anomaly detection, these issues might only be discovered maybe after an invoice is sent to the customer, or worse, after a customer disputes something or you've missed a revenue opportunity.
Yeah, you want to head those issues off completely
Yeah.
before we even get there.
Couldn't agree more. So with AI, those issues can be surfaced before they become an actual mistake in the business.
Yeah, and that allows, teams to have visibility, run their monthly reports with clarity. They're going to be able to see the invoices sort of, a bigger picture, if you will.
That's right. And they can investigate these discrepancies in a proactive way. And at the end of the day, getting back to the customer friction piece, that's going to maintain a much stronger customer trust.
Yeah, and if AI is doing, they're looking at, the bigger picture there. This isn't just a guess. They're like, well, we think this invoice, it's a little bit off. No, they're flagging these things consistently, saying, hey, this is out of bounds. You need to look at it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I think invoice anomaly detection, which is a mouthful, I know, it's a great example, because it's not just abstract forecasting. It's very operational. It protects your revenue, it improves your accuracy, and it's going to reduce this friction in the customer experience.
So, what else does it do besides anomaly detection?
Yeah, so another area, so when we think about predictive insights, we can do all kinds of different things in terms of, predicting churn, forecasting revenue. So there's a number of really powerful capabilities that it can provide to give the business a lot of insight into where things are going.
Yeah, and so eventually, I guess the goal with this is it's going to be just part of your revenue management. This is going to be part of your daily operations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you can embed these insights directly into your kind of day-to-day workflows, they're no longer just interesting alerts. They're going to be very actionable checkpoints for the
Yeah,
organization.
right. So if they're actionable insights, we're looking at, more efficient revenue operations here.
Absolutely. And I think that's where predictive intelligence really becomes part of your daily operation over time.
I mentioned earlier AI in your personal life. We're all using it. It's a functional part of mine. I'm sure it's yours. Getting things done faster. So we turning it around to a revenue monetization or an enterprise level. There's a lot of administrative complexity at the enterprise level. And oftentimes, we see it a lot here at Billing Platform, still manual friction for finance teams. So how does AI, play into reducing all of that?
Yeah, good question. And I think this is one of the what I'll say is quieter, but incredibly impactful applications of AI. We talked about the fact that billing can become complex very quickly. Things like tiered pricing, usage thresholds, custom agreements, even promotional discounts. And even small changes in any of those things can require very careful updates to your business rules, your day-to-day workflows. And this concept of AI-powered administration really simplifies that process.
Yeah, it removes, I feel like it removes some of the just the risk margins for error, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, instead of manually writing pricing formulas or building workflows step by step, you can now, with AI-powered administration, you can describe what you want in plain language that you use every day, and the AI does the hard work for you.
Oh, that's really, yeah, that I think that would really be something that's beneficial to your administrative team, creating workflows or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you could tell the AI, hey, I'd like to create a workflow that flags accounts with declining usage. That's some important information that you probably want to know.
Right.
Or, hey, create a new pricing formula for a tiered service plan, or even have the AI explain what something complex does, like tell me what the steps are in this workflow, or what are the different calculations that are being used in a formula.
Yeah, I think with the complexity of billing, understanding at a quick glance when things are going well is a great tool, but also when things are going wrong,
Yeah.
and getting in front of these things quickly, that's just invaluable.
That's right. Gives you the visibility you need to get out in front of things before they're a problem. The system can interpret your intent, and then it can translate that into automation, something that's very easy to understand to again help you get out in front of it. And that's going to reduce manual effort, it's going to lower the risk of human error, and it's going to ultimately speed up your implementation of different things.
Yeah, the agility of AI is, I think, the elegance of it for me. Because we've all seen it, time and time again with your pricing strategy, with your billing configuration. Sometimes you need to pivot quickly.
You definitely do, and more so now than ever. So AI is definitely going to increase your agility. I mean, you mentioned pricing. Like if when pricing strategies evolve, or maybe you're trying to launch some new monetization models, this is going to allow your team to adjust quickly. And it's going to also allow them to adjust quickly without being slowed down by any technical barriers they might have previously been up against.
Yeah, it's going to
So
give you it's the flexibility you need to make that hard pivot or to say, hey, we tried this, it's not working. We've got to make this work for us.
that's right. That's right. The AI becomes an enabler of operational flexibility, and I think that's sort of the key point here.
So I don't know about you, but looking ahead, so we've kind of taken a look at where we are now, what rearview mirror type stuff. So we're looking ahead with AI. Can you just give us, you mentioned earlier at the top of the podcast, you've been doing some real deep dive into AI lately. What is this? And I know you don't have your crystal ball, Dave, and you can't predict,
I wish I
but
did.
okay, no
Yeah.
promises here. So we've got the future of AI, but specifically in financial intelligence, what is this going to look like? I mean, 5, 10 years down the road.
Yeah, I mean this is a hard one to predict for sure, and I wish I could. And especially because things are moving so fast right now with AI, and the sky really is the limit. But if I were to look ahead, I think a big part of the future is going to be about intelligence that adapts to your business. And
Right, the customization portion of it.
yeah, exactly. What I mean by that is, the pre-built AI models are very powerful, but every organization has really unique, revenue drivers, different customer segments, and even business processes.
Sure.
And that's really where this customization or the ability to train AI models on your specific needs becomes really important.
Yeah, we have something called AI Studio billing platform. I know it has a lot of different capabilities there for different enterprise level organizations.
Yeah, AI Studio is a great example. So with billing platforms, AI Studio, An organization can build or refine AI models that reflect their specific environment. So, they might want to tailor collection workflows, or maybe they're refining invoice anomaly detection thresholds, or maybe they want to develop forecasting models that are aligned with, their specific pricing architecture. So there's a lot of flexibility in allowing an organization to really train and tailor AI to what they need.
And then it's a part of your process. It's an integrated thing with everything that you're doing for billing.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great point. I mean, this concept of fully connected financial intelligence means that the AI is integrated across your billing, forecasting, collections, payments, the analytics, and then the administration of all of it. So it's not just
Right.
isolated in one place or module.
Yeah, so that's giving you basically all of the layers to be informed and execute on what you need to do.
That's right. It's right. It really becomes that connective layer between your data and the execution of what you need to accomplish. I think as the technology and systems mature, that finance leaders are going to continue to gain more confidence in using them to really navigate this complexity of their business that we've been talking about. They can test different scenarios, they can detect risk, and they can really respond to the changing business faster.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago we were on a podcast. I think Morgan Stanton was on with us, and he was saying, CFOs or maybe CPAs are hesitant, especially with compliance. You have to take AI, into account with compliance and things like that. But he was just saying how there is a willingness now from all, different from CFO all the way down to, some administrative personnel to really at least look into and adapt their business with the use of AI. It's a huge for the financial industry.
That's right. And I think that confidence is and usage is growing on a daily basis. And if you look at, some of the research from the leading analysts, the percentage of finance organizations and CFOs comfortable with AI continues to increase. And I think one way to look at it is, AI doesn't really change the role of finance, but what it does and will continue to do is expand its reach and the strategic impact of the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this topic's only continue going to continue to grow. And we're gonna have to check back with you. I think next year we're gonna have to see if all your crystal ball predictions came true. I'm counting on you, Dave.
That's right. We should do a check back and see what's really happening.
Yeah, we should. And I tell you what, the things that AI can do now and what they can do in 5 years, I mean, it's just going to be it's hard, like you said, it's hard to predict, but we know it's going to be a key driver. We know it's going to be something that can be really impactful and important.
That's absolutely right. And I couldn't agree more with you.
Oh, Dave, it's been so great visiting with you today. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Kara. Appreciate it. It was great to be here with you, and I look forward to future podcasts.
Yes, we're going to get you back one more time, but we're thrilled that we were able to get your perspectives and insights on AI. So thanks so much for being here. As always, for our listeners with the Revenue Podcast, we want to connect with you. So visit our billing platform, social media pages, or our business website at www.billingplatform.com/podcasts. So make sure you check out our next podcast. You don't want to miss an episode. We'll be back with new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thanks so much for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.